弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
很感谢主，能够又一次和弟兄姊妹在主里头一同有交通。
I thank the Lord once again. I have this opportunity to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
我们先来读两处圣经。
We will first turn to two scriptures.
事实上，我们要读的圣经很多。
In actuality, we will have a lot of verses to read.
所以我请弟兄姊妹们给我坐在这里。所以若是弟兄姊妹你愿意的话，请你们自己把圣经写下来，现在看也可以，这个回到家去读也可以。
Because I have so many scripture that I would like for you to read, I asked the brothers to put it on the projection screen. You can copy the verses down. You can read it now or read it at home.
那么我们现在只要读两处圣经就可以了。
But now we will just turn to two scriptures.
第一处是马太福音第六章。
First is found in Matthew chapter 6.
我们要从二十五节读起。
We will begin reading from verse 25.
一直读到三十三节。
And we will read until verse 33.
所以我告诉你们，这个我是主耶稣说的啊，不是我啊，是主耶稣。
But this reason I say to you, and this I is Lord Jesus Christ. It is not me.
所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么；为身体忧虑，吃什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
For this reason I say to you, do not be anxious for your life, as to what you shall eat and what you shall drink, nor for your body as to what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?
你们看那天上的飞鸟，也不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？
Look at the birds of the air, that they do not sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth much more than they?
你们哪一个能用思虑使寿寿多加一刻呢？
And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single cubit to his lifespan?
何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你们想野地的百合花怎样长起来，它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
And why are you anxious about clothing? Observe how the lilies of the field grow. They do not toil, nor do they spin.
然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门既荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花的一朵呢。
Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory did not clothe himself like one of these.
你们这小信的人啊，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里，神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
But if God so arrays the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more do so for you, O men of little faith?
所以不要忧虑说吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
Do not be anxious then, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we clothe ourselves?
这 都是外邦人所求的啊，这一句要注意，但是这都是外邦人所求的，你们需要的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
We need to pay attention to this verse. For all the things the Gentiles eagerly seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
末了一节，他说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
Verse 33 says again, "But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
我们再读罗马书第一章。
We will turn to Romans chapter 1.
这上面写的是十七节，我们要从第十六节读起。
We will read chapter 1, starting verse 16.
我必以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一起相信的。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
我们再读第十七节。
Now we read verse 17.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
这一节啊，中文翻的不是顶好。
And this verse, the Chinese translation is not so perfect.
英文就非常达意了。
The English, is very meaningful.
啊，这句圣经是怎么说的呢？
How does this verse go?
他说神的义啊是在这个福音上显明出来的。
He says that God's righteousness is revealed through the gospel.
而这个义啊，是从信心而达到信心的。
And this righteousness is revealed from faith to faith.
而这个义人呢，是因着信，啊，必因信而活的。
And the righteous man shall live by faith.
这里不是说你因着信啊得生命。
Here it didn't tell us that because of faith you will receive life.
啊，不是说你要得到一个生命。
It doesn't mean that you want to receive a life.
我们已经得到生命了。
We already received that life.
我们不需要另外一个生命了。
We don't need another life.
我们已经得到一个生命。
We have already received that
life. 这个生命就是信心的生命。
And this life is the life of faith.
我们有了这个信心。
When we have this faith,
我们要靠着信心活。
We need to live by faith.
啊，不仅要靠他活。
Not only live by faith.
这一句圣经告诉我们说，只要你靠着信心，你一定活。
And this verse tells us, as long as you live by faith, you will definitely live.
啊，原文的意思说，你只要靠着信心，你是一定活，必定要活的。
The original text tells us, by faith, you will definitely live.
啊，如果我们这个读中文的话，可以多加一个意思。
If we read the Chinese version, then we can add one more meaning to it.
就是你必须靠着信心活。
Means that you need to live by faith.
你如果不靠着信心，意思说你就不能活了。
Means if you do not live by faith, then you cannot live.
所以中文呢有两个意思。
So the Chinese verse has two meanings.
所以啊，你看中文英文的翻呢，本来他们翻得很好。
Originally, the translation was pretty good.
啊，英文翻得很好。
The English translation was good.
但是把我们中文一改正的时候啊，我就觉得中文就更好一点。
But when they corrected the Chinese translation, then I find the Chinese translation's good.
因为在英文上是一个意思。
Because in the English version, there's only single meaning to it.
他说，你只要靠着信心，你是一定活的。
He says, by faith, you will live.
但是中文呢，除了这个意思以外呀。
But when you put it in Chinese,
啊，还告诉我们说你一定要靠着信心活。
It added another meaning, which means you must live only by faith.
换一句话说呢，你不靠着信心，你就不能活。
In other words, without faith, you cannot live.
是吧？这是我们读中文的时候，我们就有这个领会。
So when you read the Chinese version, you have this understanding.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers sisters，
刚才我们的弟兄。在这儿先给我们有点交通。
Earlier, our brother has some sharing with us.
当我们蒙恩得救了以后啊，我们来跟随主的时候啊。
After we are saved and we begin to follow the Lord.
从最小的到至大的，个个都有惧怕。
And from the youngest to the oldest here, we all have our own fears.
每个人惧怕的都不一样。
We have different kinds of fears.
啊，我告诉你们，我也是一样的。
I can tell you I'm the same.
啊，一提到这里啊，我就想到当初我奉献出来跟随主的时候啊，我第一个怕呀，你们都不会想到的。
I remember when I first consecrated my life to the Lord to serve Him, I had this fear in my heart, and you will never guess what that fear was.
我就怕饿死了。
I was afraid that I would starve to death.
所以每一次我想到当初这样的惧怕呀，我都觉得好惭愧，好羞愧。
Whenever I remember my first fear in my life, then I'm always filled with shame.
啊，如果你们不怪异的时候啊，我和你们讲。
If you don't mind, I will tell you this.
这几年啊，我就盼望我少几磅。
And after, in these recent years, I just wish I can lose some weight.
我怎么努力 也扫不下来。
No matter how I try, I cannot lose any weight.
但是呢，我居然当年学习要服侍主的时候，我都怕我饿死。
Yeah, in the beginning when I came out to serve the Lord, I was afraid that I would be starving to death.
在五十多年前啊，弟兄姊妹，真是怕饿死了。
In 50 some years ago, yes, indeed, we are afraid of starving to death.
啊，那个时候你不知道，我们从学生出身，我们多穷。
You don't know that we were just students back then. We were all so poor.
啊，我从前我不肯告诉弟兄姊妹，我不肯这么讲的。
Formerly, I do not dare to tell this to brothers and sisters.
现在我很坦然地讲了。
Now I can tell you very frankly.
那时候真是穷啊。
Back then we were so poor.
中国人说呀，穷的就会酸的，发酸的。
You're so poor that you become sour.
但是我很感谢主。
But I thank God.
因为我是年轻的学生。
Because I was just a young
student. 所以很自负，很自傲。
So I was full of self-pride.
怎么穷也不让那个酸味出来。
No matter how poor I am, I will not people smell that poorness.
你知道，在台北那个时候冬天没有暖气的。
You know, back then in Taipei, and during the winter time, we do not have heaters.
因为我本来就是个穷学生出身。
Because I was just a poor student.
啊，我想魏弟兄都能够领会一点。
I'm sure Brother Wei still remembers.
那是我们到台湾来的时候啊，没有家人都不在，家在中国。
Back then, when we arrived to Taiwan, we do not have any relatives because our families are all back in China.
那时候连信都不能通的。
At that time, we cannot even communicate with
our families. 所以我们就没有什么救济我们的。
So no one can help us financially.
我记得冬天啊。我在坐的聚会里头啊
I remember it was the winter time I was sitting in the meeting hall
啊，我偶然放松一点啊我真的就会这样
If I just relax a little bit I would start shaking
啊，我用力不要给他抖
But I have tried my hardest not to shake because I was so cold
哎呀但是有的时候不自觉他就
But sometimes if I forget then I start shaking
あ、我说说我的故事给你听。
I tell you my stories。
忽然聚会完了，有是一位弟兄，还有一个姊妹，拿着一件毛衣来给我。
And after the meeting, there was a, I forget was a brother or sister that came to me with a sweater。
啊，他说这是从菲律宾来的那位姊妹啊，托他送给我的。
And she says a sister from Philippines had asked me to give you the sweater。
我一直到今天。我还记得
And I still remember until today.
我也知道那位老姊妹
I still remember that old,
我每提到我非常感激、啊、
Every time I mention about her, I am full of
但是我另一面我就想到
Yet on the other hand,
主告诉我们说不要为了这个吃什么喝什么就在那里
The Lord told us, do not worry about what should we eat, what should we wear.
我非常感谢主
I truly thank the Lord.
到的时候，出去打发一个姊妹给我送了毛衣来了。
At the right moment, he was sent a sister to give me a sweater.
这个五十多年来
，For this 50 some years,
我能够坦然的和弟兄姊妹做见证。
And I can share this testimony to everyone.
我从来没有受过寒过。
I was never cold.
啊，我也从来，神也没有从来屈我一顿。
And I never lose a meal.
虽然有的时候很艰苦
Sometimes times are difficult
啊，有一个时候啊非常艰苦
There was a time that it was very difficult
啊，那个时候同工的所有的机器通通没有都几乎没有了
And at that time it seems like we lose contact of all the
co-workers 很多的同工啊，有的是回家有的是借钱有的是上当铺
I know at that time the All the co-workers are facing with great financial difficulties. They will go home for money or go to the pawn shop. But God has a special provision for me.
就在这个时候，有一位军中的弟兄从马祖来了，带着一袋子的这个大的虾仁给我。
Just at this moment, there was a brother who came back from the military service, and he has brought me a bag of large shrimps.
我们自己呢，刚好有。半袋子的面粉
，and we ourselves have about half bag of flours left.
啊，送到店里头换成面条
，and we took the flour to the store and exchanged it for some noodles.
当很多人在那里几乎挨饿的时候，我们天天吃虾仁面条。
when so many people are starving at that time, we have shrimp noodles to eat every meal.
一般的家庭啊，那个时候啊，很少人吃虾，有钱能够吃虾仁的。
At that time, very few people can afford to have shrimps.
那个时候啊，差不多家庭要尝点虾味道啊，是吃虾皮。
Because back then, if you want to have some shrimp, all you can afford is some shrimp skin.
就是有虾仁的话呢，是一点点的小虾泥儿。
Even if you can afford some shrimp, it would just be the very small dry shrimp.
所以我们叫虾米。
And it's just a small shrimp.
那时候感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他可能很羡慕的。那这不是你，还有你没有？我不知道。啊，那时候我们吃的有将近两寸大的虾仁。
But at that time, I was eating a shrimp about 2 inches long.
等到我以后知道有好多的同工弟兄们就喝稀饭都喂奶的时候。
When I found out later on that many co-workers even cannot afford porridge.
我里头满了感激。
My heart was full of gratitude.
但是呢，虽然很艰难。
Even though the times were difficult.
我还没有看到一个同工饿死。
I have not witnessed any co-workers die from hunger.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以主说。要我们不要为了吃什么喝什么。
So the Lord says, do not be anxious over what you shall eat.
我们所需要的，我们的天父是知道的。
Because whatever you need, your Father in heaven already knows.
他实在照顾我们。
He will take care of you.
今天经过五十多年来。
Now in this 50 years.
我有很多的见证。
I have so many testimonies.
我把一讲时间又没有了。
If I tell you one by one, we will run out of time.
主要我们先求他的国和他的义。
Because God wants us to first seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
今生的事很快就过去了。
Today's things will pass away quickly.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你不知道，我想了，我五十多年，我觉得我多年轻。
Brothers and sisters, even though I just lived past through all these 50 years, but I still feel very young.
哪晓得半个世纪就像一阵风一样的过去了。
And but this half century just passed by like wind.
地上说太快了。
In this world is nothing.
啊，小孩子的日子一天天过的。
The children lives day by day.
啊，等等你念书以后啊，就是一个学期一个学期过去。
But after you started school, you will count your days by semesters.
到了我们这个年纪啊，就是一年一年的过的。
When you live to my age, we count our days by the year.
又是一年了。
Another year.
啊，很多人说，哎呦，你又多了一年了。
Many people says you gain another year.
说在我心里说不，我是少了一年了。
But in my heart, I know I lost another year.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以地上的事很快就过去。
The things of this world will pass away quickly.
但是我非常感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
主给我们一个永远的生命。
God has given us an everlasting life.
主给我们一个永远的呼召。
He has given us an everlasting calling.
神就是要把我们招到他的国。进入他的荣耀。
He will call us into His kingdom and bring us into His glory.
义是个形象问题。
And righteousness is an issue of an image.
就是要我们有他的荣耀。
That we need to possess His glory.
今天我们这个人只有羞耻，没有荣耀的。
Today we only possess shame. We don't have glory.
从年轻一到老了。
From young to old.
啊，人家非常尊敬，哎呀，你是老弟兄。
And people will respect you and says, oh, you're an older brother.
哎呀，我不喜欢人叫我老弟兄。
I don't like it when people call me an older brother.
我喜欢人叫我少年弟兄。
I want people to call me a young brother.
一做了老弟兄，意思说你好丑啊。
Because when they call you an elderly brother, that means you're ugly.
是吧？所以这个肉身就是这样啊。
Because this is the fact of our flesh.
啊。但是呢，你没办法。
But you cannot help it.
但是感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
所以今天我们肉身啊一老就没有荣耀了。
So today when our flesh decays and age, we have no more glory.
我们哪一个对一个老姊妹说，老姊妹你好漂亮啊
？Would you go up to an old sister and says, elderly sister, you're so pretty?
我们自己看着年轻姊妹说，哦，她好漂亮，是不是
？We only look at the younger sister and say,
我们哪一个对老弟兄老姊妹满脸皱纹的说？ 哎，吴师母啊，你好漂亮啊！
So would you go up to Sister Wu and say, Sister Wu, you're so pretty?
有没有人给你这么讲过？
Anyone say that to you?
我
yes,、
啊、我相信五十年、六十年、七十年前有人和你讲过。
I'm sure 70 years ago people say that to her.
在吴店你看是不是？
Brother Wu, is that true?、
啊、不要说别人不讲，连吴店都不讲了。
See, Brother Wu won't even say anything.
所以我们这个肉就是这样。
This is the fact of our flesh.
但是我们要感谢主。
But we need to praise the Lord.
不要灰心，不要难过。
Do not be disappointed.
要记得，主就是要把我带到他的荣耀里头去。
Because the Lord is leading us into His glory.
这就是我们的盼望。
That is our
这就是我们的追求。
That is our pursuit.
有一天我们进到他的荣耀里头去。
One day we will enter into His glory.
没有任何人能向我夸口。
No one can boast before me.
那个时候啊，你和我差不多了。
At that time, you and I will be the same.
今天呢，我们没有办法。
Today, we cannot compare with each other.
所以，到那一天。
But on that day.
所以我们所有的生女儿都要追求那一天。
All the children of God need to look up to
that day. 要追求他的国，追求他的义。
To seek His righteousness and His kingdom.
那你说这个地上怎么办呢？
You say, then what do we do with this earth?
主说，你别管。
Don't worry about it.
天父啊，他要照顾的。
Your heavenly Father will take care of you.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为进入他的国和他的义，老实说，不是我们要的。
Because to enter into His righteousness
and His kingdom is not our will. 是他在创世之前就定规的。
It is something God has set.
他把我们招来了，就是要叫我们进入他的国，进入他的荣耀。
He has called all of us so that we may enter into His kingdom and His righteousness.
这是主给我每一个人的护照。
This is the calling to all of us.
老实说，只要你真的救了，你不想进去还不行的。
And as long as you're saved, if even if you don't want to enter, you still will enter.
我做，虽然时间就不管，我还是给你们一个见证。
I will tell you another story.
我们这个人就是太惧怕了。
For men, we are so full of fear.
前几个月。
Several months ago.
早晨大概十点钟左右的时候。
About 10 o'clock in the morning.
一个老姊妹打个电话给我。
An elderly sister called me.
她说：“袁弟兄啊。”
He says, "Brother Yuan."
哎呀，我现在心里非常难过。
I am full of sorrow in my heart.
不是想的难过，他这个身体很难过。
She is filled with sorrow.
他说我这个气啊，大概喘不过来了。
So I cannot breathe any longer.
他说我弟兄也不在家。
My husband is not home.
他告诉我这个意思说啊，他随时啊，他那口气会断掉。
She called me to tell me that she will probably die any moment.
我和他住得很近。
I live very close to her.
那么他虽然没有要求我，他打个电话，意思说要我去看他。
Even though she did not make this request, but she called me to hint that she wanted me to visit her.
不要万一她断了气啊，身边没有人。
And so that in case she should die, that there will be someone next to her.
所以我电话放下来了以后，我就和姊妹说，某某姊妹打电话来，我们大概要去看她一下。
So I hung up the phone and I told my wife, so-and-so sister called, maybe we need to go visit her.
我正和姊妹讲话，里头忽然一个感觉来了。
Just as I was speaking to my wife, all of a sudden I had this feeling in my heart.
里头有感觉说，他学的功课还没学完呢，他还能死。
The word of God tells me, she has not learned her lessons yet. How can she die?
那不行，不可以死的。
She can't die.
因为他的该学的功课还没学完。
Because she still haven't learned a lesson.
主在他身上所做的工还没完。
God's work in her is not done yet.
所以我就和姊妹说等等等等。
And so I told my wife, just wait.
好，我们说再等。
We need to wait.
看看怎么样。
And we need to wait and see what God will do.
我说最我至少要等他一个钟头。
I said at least we will wait for an hour.
如果没有电话再来，我们就马上就去看他去。
If she didn't call again, then we will rush over to visit her.
过了二十几分钟。
About 20 minutes later.
他打个电话来了，这袁弟兄啊，你不必来看我了，现在我很好了。
She says, Brother Yuan, don't come and visit me. I am very good.
我说某某姊妹啊，你不要生我的气啊，我拿着电话没马上来看你啊。
I said, Sister, don't be afraid, don't be mad at me that I didn't hang up
the phone. 我为什么没有马上来看你呢？
How come I didn't visit you?
因为主给我讲啊，你死不了的。
Because the Lord tells me that you will not die.
你 你知道我们是啊主的工作。
You know that we are God's workmanship.
就我们来说，我们需要主，我们需要完全，我们要进神的国。
On our part, we know that we want to be we need to be perfect.
就神来说
，His kingdom.
我们是他手上的工作。
But to God, we are His workmanship.
你想看，如果我来做工
，You think that if I am working,
做了一半不行，摆在这儿了。
If I worked halfway done and I put it aside,
啊，再做一个又死掉了。
Then I would make something else and
die. 做了每一个都死掉了。
If I do everything and they are all failed.
弟兄姊妹们
，Francis，
这什么意思啊
？What does that mean？
并不是那个被做的东西不好啊，乃是我这个做工的人不好。
It doesn't mean the object is bad, but it means the workers.
啊，若是你们看原利用，你怎么做的东西都是半成品啊。
If you look at all the things I made, you say, how come you make everything halfway?
啊，这个贝多芬呢，做了好多的交响乐，但是他只有一个叫做未完成。
But you know that Beethoven has wrote many symphonies. There's only one unfinished symphony.
如果你的都是未完成。
But if you everything that you made are all unfinished.
我想，他的名字我们就不知道了。
Then you will not know of his name.
所以他只有一个未完成
，so he only has only one unfinished symphony。
所以大家都还要听他的音。
That's why people still want to listen to his music。
弟兄姊妹们
，and sisters，
啊，今天我们是他的工作。
Today we are God's workmanship。
如果说哎，你这个也死掉了，那个也死掉，个个都死掉了，那神怎么说
？If all his work are dead, then what can God say？
啊，意思说，神没有本事。在你身上完成他的旨意，是不是
？Does that mean that God cannot fulfill His will in your life？
所以弟兄姊妹们
，That's why brothers，
当神的旨意还没有完成在我们身上啊，你想死还不行的了。
Before God's will and God's work is done，
因为不是你要死要活的问题。
It is not a question of you want to live or die.
乃是主的旨意要完成的问题。
But it's a matter of whether His work is done
in you or not. 如果主的旨意在你身上没有完成
，If God's will is not done in you.
老师说不是你不好，是他不好。
It is not that you're not good, it's He is not good.
表明说主没本事。
He says that He is not able.
啊，那些乖宝宝他能做得好。
Those good people, He can finish His work.
啊，像我这个不乖的人啊，他就做不好。
But people like me, that's not so good, and he cannot do his
will. 意思说，我们的神，他的能力，他的智慧是有限的。
And that's attributes that God's wisdom and capability is limited.
但是
，But
我们的神，我们的主
，We know our God and our Lord.
他是无限。
He is unlimited.
圣经告诉我们是他是全能的。
The Bible tells us that He is the Almighty One.
他是全智的。
That He is all wise.
意思说他的能力是无限的。
It means that He is He is unlimited.
他的智慧也是无限的。
There's no limit to His wisdom.
无论就他的能力来说，就他的智慧来说，他都是无限的。
According to His ability, according to His wisdom, there is no limit to.
我们所有读书读到高中的人或者初中的人就可以读到了。
And all of us can study up to middle school or high school.
啊，你这个数学里头啊，有一个符号叫无穷大。
Oh, when you study till middle school or you will learn something, you will learn a symbol in math which is called infinity.
哦，符号横的八，我们叫它横的八，八是横过来写的。
It's a lay down eight.
那么这什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
这个意思说呀，你只要有本事说出一个数目来
，It means that as long as you can name a number，
啊，你可以从现在说八八八八八，中国人最喜欢八的。
And you can say, for example, number eight because Chinese people love number eight。
你去叫个不停，给你叫一千年。
You can continue to say, repeat the number 8888888 for 1,000 years.
你就看见有多少个八，多少个多长的一个数目字。
You can find out the number is very, very long.
无穷大什么意思呢
？What is infinity?
你就是说的一千年，它这个无穷的还比你大。
Even if you say number 8 for 1,000 years, infinity is still greater than that.
如果用它的无限大来除你这个数目的话呀
，If you use that number to divide, infinite number to divide your number,
你就是零
then you are zero.
好，我们只要读到高中，这个数学我们大家都读过。
If you're in high school, you will understand this mathematical principle.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就是说到我们的神，我们的主，他的力量，他的智慧是无限。
It tells us that our God, His ability, His strength is infinite.
意思说，没有什么事他办不到。
There's nothing that He cannot do.
他既然把你招来了，
Since He has called you,
他就有办法把你带到他的国度里头去。
He has His way of leading you into His kingdom.
他就有办法把我们带到他的荣耀里头去。
He has His way of leading you into His glory.
只要你要他，你追求他。
As long as you want Him and pursue after Him.
这不是你的问题，是他的问题。
Then it is no longer your problem.
这是我们所有追求主的人，我们的信心就在这里。
And that is our faith.
我们的信心不是信我们有信心，乃是信他一定要完成。
Our faith is not believe that we have the faith, but we believe that He will accomplish His work.
他要在你身上完成工作，而这个工作没有完成之前。
If He wants to complete a work in you, and before the work is done,
你想他会轻悄悄地让你饿死呢？
Do you think He will let you to starve to death?
没有这件事情。
There's no such thing.
不可能的事情。
It's impossible.
所以主却告诉我们说，不要为了这些东西忧愁去。
That's why the Lord says, do not be anxious over these things.
老实说，包括你的健康都在里头。
Honestly speaking, it includes your health.
啊，不要千万等到病了要死的时候才找主。
And don't wait until you're so ill that you're going to die and then you look for the Lord.
趁早的时候要寻求主。
While the time is now, you need to
seek the Lord. 把你的全心向着主。
And turn your whole heart to Him.
主要完成他的工作。
Then the Lord will accomplish the
work. 在他身上没有完成的时候。
Before the work is fulfilled.
他不会让我们休息的。
He will not let you rest.
嗯，你在中国不蒙恩，把你带到美国来，非信主不行。
If you do not believe in God in China, He will bring you to United States so that you can know Him.
你一个人自由自在的，给你加一个太太试试看。
If you are so carefree in your life, He will give you a wife and let you try.
一个太太不够，再加你儿子，再加女儿。
If a wife doesn't do the job, then He will give you a son or daughter to finish the work.
主有无限的智慧。
He has infinite wisdom.
意思说，神有无限的本事办法叫你蒙恩。
He has infinite ability to cause you to come to know Him.
我们不必忧愁。
We don't need to worry.
但是问题在这里，我们的信心在哪里呢？
But the problem is, where is your faith?
所以我们必须靠着信心才能活的。
We need to live by faith.
哦，神那边没有问题。
There's no problem on God's part.
问题在我们。
The problem is on our side.
你我也不要讲说我没有信心。
Don't say that I don't have faith.
你得救了，你就有信心。
If you are saved, you have faith.
没有一个人没有的，都有。
Everyone has faith.
除非你没有得救。
Unless you are not saved.
你得救了，你一定有信心。
As long as you're saved, you
have faith. 而这个信心不是我们的迷信。
And this faith is not superstition.
不是我们的信心。
It is not our faith.
这个信心是神给我们的。
This is the faith given by God.
当我们接受主的那一天，那个时，一刹那之间。
The day of your conversion.
我不知道，我们不知道主怎么做的。
We don't know how God did it.
只知道等那个时候，主把信心给我们了。
We just know that at that moment, God has given us that faith.
啊，我们就发现一个事实。
We discovered
从前所有不能相信你，那一刹那之间，你统统能相信。
All the things that you formerly could not believe in, at that moment you believed in all.
你头脑里头所有的问题都没解决。
And all the questions in your mind have not been resolved.
啊，头脑里头有很多的问题。
You still have a lot of questions.
心里头呢，就是相信。
But your heart believes.
我想，可能在座的弟兄姊妹中间，有人到今天还在想。我的妈妈是不是真是生我的？
I'm sure that some of you still have questions that did your mom really give birth to you?
啊，
当然我们今天 很少人这么想。
Of course, not many people would think that today.
如果有人这么想的时候啊，他就会有怀疑了。
But if you have such thought in you, that means you have doubt.
今天有人得救了以后，还在想神，哎呀，他是不是救我？想，你只要多想一次啊，你就有很多问号。
And today, some people who are saved, yet they still have this doubt about God.
但是很奇怪，你心里相信，头脑有问题，心里相信。
But the strange thing is, many times your question only remains in your mind.
所以这个信心已经给了我们了。
Because He has given you the
faith. 问题是我们有没有凭他而活。
Whether or not we are living by faith.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters.
所以在圣经里头告诉我们必须要凭着信心来活的。
So the Bible tells us we must live by faith.
而这个信心实质来说就是主的信心。
And this faith is truly God's own faith.
就是主的自信。
It is God himself.
因为我们的主耶稣基督就是信心创始成终的。
And because our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the author and finisher of our faith.
他有一个名字，他就是叫信。信心叫 faithful.
He has a name that is called faithfulness.
哦，就是他。
It is him.
他就是信心。
He is faithfulness.
他自己生活在地上也是凭着信心。
When he lived on earth, it is also by faith.
他是信心创始成终的。
He is the author of faith, of our faith.
每一次我想到主，我里头满了感激，满了赞美。
Every time I remember our Lord, my heart is full of gratitude.
主耶稣他自己在地上的时候他是凭着过信心的过信心日子
when Jesus lived on earth he lived by faith
他不是凭着他神性的特权在地上过人的生活的
he did not live according to all the privileges
他成了人他的的确确做一个人的
he became a man and he lived like a man
所以他也是凭着信心
and therefore he also need to live by faith
所以他凭着相信他说不是我做什么乃是父在我里头做的
That's why he says it's not that I am doing anything but the Father do his work through me
提到主就说我就不知道怎么说才好
When I mention about Lord I don't even know how to continue
你看他在地上特别末了的三年半
You look at his life especially the last 3.5 years
圣经上都有记载
The Bible recorded everything
他没有凭着自己活着的
He did not live by according to himself
他是凭着父活着的
But he lived according to the
Father 所以有时候他的母亲给他喂奶
Sometimes his mother gave him a hard time
有时候他的弟弟给他喂奶
Sometimes his brothers gave him a hard time
他就回来说哎呀，我与你有什么相干呢
？He'll say, "What do I have to do with you?"
我的时候还没有到啊。
It is not my time yet.
应该做的事很多。
There are many things I ought to do.
但是我的爸爸没有吩咐的时候，我就不能做。
But before my Father in heaven commanded me, I cannot do anything.
所以他只要看见父怎么做，他才能做。
He can only do things according to what he
sees the Father
do. 听到父怎么
说，他才能怎么说。
Or hear the Father to tell him.
所以他虽然活在地上。
Though he lives on earth,
他是凭着信心活的
yet he continues to live by faith.
他不是靠着他神性的特权在地上活的
He did not live according to all the privilege he has in his deity.
有一次有人告诉他
Once someone told him,
说你知道不知道希利亚要杀你
Did you know that Herod wants to kill you?
但主这么说呢
What did Jesus say?
他说你告诉那个希利那个狐狸
Go tell Herod the fox.
啊今天明天我还要做工
Today and tomorrow I will still work
啊，因为神的话说呀先知在耶路撒冷城外耶路撒冷这个死的 是不可以的
Because God says the prophet shall not die in Jerusalem
那个时候他应该在哪该撒里亚还是在哪里
At that time he was in Caesarea
所以他说他是凭着信心的
He lived by faith
因为经上说
And because the Bible says,
他不可以在耶路撒冷以外的地方死。
He cannot die outside of Jerusalem.
地方不对，时候也不对。
It is the wrong time and wrong place.
所以他说，你告诉那个希利亚狐狸，现在不是时候，他要杀也不行的。
So he told the man, tell Herod the fox, it is not the right time, so he cannot.
这个话是凭着相信 神的话。
He said this because he believed in God's word.
所以他在地上的时候，他是信靠神，信靠神的话而活的。
So when he lived on earth, he lived by believing in the word of God.
到了末了，他钉十字架。
At the end, he was crucified.
我从前以为说，哎呀，主耶稣，你是神嘛，你不会痛的了。
Formerly, I thought, well, Jesus, you're God, so you, you will not experience pain.
你若是死了，你不复活，不复活，谁还复活呀？
If you die and do not resurrect, then who else can be resurrected?
等我再读读圣经的时候，
And when I read the Bible carefully,
主耶稣钉十字架从死里复活，不是凭着他的神迹。
And Jesus died on the cross, and his resurrection is not according to his
deity. 他完全做一个人，顺服在父神的手里头。
He was completely a man, submitting himself in God.
圣经上不止一次提出来。
The Bible did not just mention once.
是神叫他从死里复活的。
That it was God who called him out of death.
不是他自己呀、啊，凭着神性从死里复活的。
He did not rise up from death.
他自己完全顺服在神的手里头。
But he completely yielded himself.
而人要从这个人要从这个死里头要复活进到荣耀里头去。
And when this man needs to be raised up so that he can enter into glory.
今天他在天上坐在父神的右边，坐在宝座上，是人子，不是神子。
Today he is seated at the right hand side of the Father on the throne. He is seated as a son of man.
主耶稣基督今天属于得的荣耀。
Today he receives such glory.
不是当初在永远里头他神性的荣耀。
It is not the glory of, it is not the divine glory.Glory.
他的荣耀乃是因为他成为人，这个人经过死里复活，是被神升上高天而得的荣耀。
And he received the glory because he was man who was dead and raised up and ascended into heaven.
不是他自己来荣耀他。
It is not that he glorifies himself.
乃用父神荣耀他。
But God has glorified him.
父神荣耀他，因为他是人子。
God glorify him because he is a son of man.
所以他给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
And that's why Jesus has opened up for us a new and living way.
这条路就叫十字架的路。
And this way is called the way of the cross.
死亡是进入复活一条门，一个门。
Death is the gate for us to gain glory.
你必须死，然后去进入复活里。
You must die.So that you can enter into resurrection.
今天神的儿女也需要主恩待我们。
Today, as children of God, we need God's grace.
我们必须要死才有复活。
We need to die so that we can.
每一个人都盼望复活。
Everyone only desires resurrection.
但人都怕死。
But we're afraid of death.
那没有死哪来复活呢？
But without death, how can there be resurrection?
要做宝座。
If you want to be seated on the throne.
圣经很明显地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us very clearly.
先受羞辱。
First, you must endure the shame.
先受苦难。
First, you must endure the suffering.
后得荣耀。
Then you will receive glory.
这条路。
This way.
不是来教训我们的。
It's not a teaching for us.
主耶稣基督自己这么走的。
But it is a way that
Jesus Christ has walked through this way. 就是因为他把这条路走通了。
Because he has walked through this way.
他成功了。
He succeeded.
他得胜了。
He's victorious.
所以他开了这一条又新又活的路。
And that's why he opened up this new living
way. 今天来带我们这些许多的儿子。
Today he can bring all of us.
同样走这条路。
To walk on the same way.
以致进入复活，进入神的荣耀。
Until we enter into resurrection and enter into God's glory.
或者说，愿神的义、神的国成就在我们的身上。
And that his kingdom and his righteousness may be accomplished in us.
就是因为他自己成功了。
It is because he succeeded.
所以他才带我们。
That's why he's able to lead.
这条路是保证我们一定能够进入荣耀里头去。
And this way guarantees that we will all receive glory.
但是这个需要我们照着信心。
But this is something we need to accept by faith.
信心的意思不凭眼见。
By faith means not by sight.
啊，知道信心就是不要看眼，不要凭眼见。
Faith is not by sight.
信心是问说神怎么说。
Faith only asks the question, what does God say?
信心是对神负责的。
Faith is only responsible to God.
神这么说。
Whatever God says,
所以事情就是这么成就的。
Things will be done.
所以我们不看眼见。
So we do not live by sight.
不看环境。
We do not live by our
environment. 不看世人。
Or by the people of the
world. 也不看自己。
We do not live by ourselves.
在我们上没有什么可能不可能。
There's nothing impossible.
就是旧造来说，根本就完全不可能。
According to the old creation, nothing is
impossible.
But by faith,
就是一定的。
Everything is for sure.
啊，信心是告诉我们有一万可以进到，没有万一。啊，这是中国人的话，不知道怎么翻。
Faith tells us that we can definitely enter into glory.
啊，没有什么万一的。
There's no other
impossible
accident.
是不是啊？ I don't know. 他都是。好，意思一定的。
There's no other exception.
好，所以我们感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
所以信心就是因为神这么说了。
Faith is because God says so.
是神呼召我们。
God has called.
所以圣经一再说。
So the Bible tells us again and again.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他原来把我们呼召就是要进到他的儿子耶稣基督的那个交通里头。
He has called us so that we can enter into the fellowship of
His Son. 而主耶稣基督的那个交通就是父与子的交通。
And the fellowship of His Son is the fellowship between the Father and the Son. It is heavenly.
不是你和我要达成的，乃是神要做的。
It is not something you and I need to accomplish, but it is the work of God.
所以信心对神的话就是这样。
So this is how we treat God's word by faith.
事情就是要成就的。
As long as God says so, things will be done accordingly.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
当我们跟随主的时候，
as we follow the Lord,
我们也必须要看清楚我们的身份。
We need to know our true position.
也要知道我们里头有什么。
You also need to know what you possess.
什么叫个基督徒啊？
What does it mean to be a Christian?
基督徒意思说
A Christian means,
我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架了。
My old man is already crucified on the cross with Christ.
现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里头活着。
Now it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives through me.
是吧？所以我们旧人已经死了。
So the old man is already dead.
所以圣经告诉我们说，
And the Bible tells us,
既然旧人死了呀，你就要脱去旧人。
Since the old man is dead, you need to put down the old man.
也要脱去旧人的行为。
You also need to put down the deeds of the old man.
要穿了新人。
You need to put on the new man.
也要活出新人的行为。
And you need to live out the deeds of the new man.
这一句话呀，是个教训。
This is just a teaching.
怎么脱去旧人呢？
But how do you...Lay down the old man.
意思说我们的旧人已经死了。
He tells us our old man is already dead.
我们旧人有旧人的活的原则。
An old man lives by the old principle.
我们活在旧造里头。
When we live in the old creation,
就是要受教育，受教育，再受教育。
That means we need to be educated, educated, educated again.
谁的知识水准高，谁就可以骑到别人的头上。
Whoever has a higher knowledge, they can rise above other people.
还有学的本事。
You also need to learn a lot of abilities. If you have great ability, you can be the boss.
虽然这个学这个 computer 人啊，拿的薪水很高啊。
Even though those people who learn about computer, they get high paying jobs.
但是你和那个 Microsoft Word 的那个老板比起来呀，哎呀，我就发觉哪像他那个钱是那么打发的。
But if you compare your salary to Bill Gates' salary, how can anyone
receive such salary?
All the high-paying job salary add together, you still cannot compare with his salary.
就是为什么？他是老板。
Why? Because he's the boss.
他有本事做老板。
He has ability to be the boss.
你没有。
You don't.
他这个小意思给你二十万一年，哎呀，你已经高兴不得了，二十万一年。
If he gives you $200,000 a year, you're already very satisfied.
哎呀，你们很了不起，人家拿8块钱、7块钱、10块钱一个钟头的价格，你一年拿二十万。
You're happy you got a $200,000 salary compared to those people who only earn $7,000.
有一天我看到报纸上，哎呦。 哪晓得他不是什么什么万不万，他是命令命令拿的啊，不是命令还写小，他是逼令逼令的拿的。
But one day I found out on the news through the newspaper that his salary is he takes salary according to the billions.
所以你要智慧，要学，要学，要智慧要高，本事要大。
So you want to learn, study to become wise and smart. This is the way of the world.
这是世界。
This is the world.
所以你要会看世界，你要看。
You need to observe the world.
啊，特别中国人说，看着风，你需要转舵。
The Chinese people are saying that you observe where the wind blows and you change accordingly.
啊，因为你差一点的话，你这个船就翻掉了。
And because if you don't do it, then your boat will sink.
啊，我知道，好多人都翻掉了。
I know many ships have capsized.
好多啊，二十多年前有人投资休斯顿的房子，他这个见了风没有转舵，他整个房子完掉了。
20 years ago, people invest in the real estate in Houston.When they see the wind, they didn't change, and they lost all their money.
也有人告诉我说，近十年来或者五年呢，在休斯顿买房子的人都发了。
And then some people tell us that in these 5 years, if you have bought property, you have earned lots of money.
反正在美国，你不是买房子去买股票。
In the United States, you either purchase house or you either purchase stocks.
哎呀，我就发现，包括有些弟兄姊妹。
I discovered that this is even true among the brothers and sisters.
他的股票垮掉了，就是他的房子垮掉了。
They either lost money through stocks or they lost money through real estate.
因为我有个同班的同学呀。
I have a classmate of mine.
原来在洛杉矶做三十年前做很好的 engineer.
And 30 years ago, he was a very good engineer in Los Angeles.
就是大概到休斯顿来买房子。
But he came to Houston to purchase real estate.
十几年前啊，他是欠了一身的债，又回到洛杉矶去。
And about 10 years ago, he returned back to Los Angeles with lots of debt.
再没有人请他做 engineer 了。
No one to invite him or hire him as an engineer.
他做什么？
What does he do?
他做电工。
He's now an electrician.
给人家盖房子，他给人家接电线。
And he does the work of electricians.
没办法。
There's no other way.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这是旧人。
This is the old man.
新人不是这样过的。
But a new man does not live
like
this.
新人是凭着信心过的。
A new man lives by faith.
而这个信心不是空洞的。
And this faith is not empty.
信心就是要信神。
Faith means we believe in God.
要信神的话。
We believe in His word.
很可惜，昨天晚上我也是和好些弟兄姊妹交通。
Last night I fellowship with many brothers.
今天神的儿女啊，专门研究怎么读圣经。
Today, the children, God's children only learn how to study the Bible.
读圣经的办法很多，就是不读。
There are many methods in studying the Bible, but they do not study. They do not read the Bible.
啊，就是不读。
They just won't read it.
啊，每次叫你读圣经啊，都有一百个理由不能读。
Every time we ask you to read the Bible, you have 100 reasons not to.
读报纸你也读。
But you read your newspaper.
甚至于说，我读的很多属灵书报。
Or say you have read many spiritual books.
我知道很多的所谓爱主的弟兄姊妹呀，读属灵书报，读人的书比读神的书多。
I know many brothers and sisters who love the Lord. They read more spiritual books than they read the Bible.
不管你懂得多少道理
，No matter how much you understand.
神不负责任的
，God will not be responsible for those.
包括今天听我讲的
，Including listen to my sermon this
morning. 如果有一天说你袁勇说的。
If one day you say, because Brother Yuan said so,
主就告诉说，你找袁勇去，不要找我。
The Lord said, go look up Brother Yuan, but don't ask me.
难处就是我这边袁勇只会讲，我不是救主，也不能帮助你。
Brother Yuan here can only speak. I am not a savior. I cannot help you.
你找主的时候，主说，你不是袁勇说的吗？你找他呢。
If you go look up the Lord, the Lord will say, oh, Brother Yuan says so.
所以弟兄姊妹要读主怎么说的。
Brother and sister, we must read the Bible to find out
what God says. 懂不懂没有关系。
It doesn't matter if you don't understand.
很多弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，我不懂。
Many brothers and sisters says, I don't understand.
我这几年啊，我改口了。
But these few years, I changed my speech.
弟兄姊妹，懂不懂没有关系，但要记清楚主怎么说的。
It doesn't matter you don't understand it, but you need to remember what God.
然后你祷告主说，主啊，你怎么说的？
Then you pray to good God and says, God, what do you say?
主啊，就请你对你所说的有个交代吧。
Lord, please be responsible for your own words.
别的事我不知道。
I don't know other things.
我 经过许多艰难的时候
But when I went through many difficulties
主都帮助我
God always helps me
主从来没有推卸他的责任
He never let down his own responsibility
如果是我是听某某人说的
If I only believe because some other people said so,
你不是相信他吗？你去找他去。
The Lord says, since you believe in him, go find him for help.
但是，我说主啊，你说的。
But I always tell Lord, Lord, you said so.
很可惜，神的儿女到今天。
It is pitiful that for the children of God.
不大记得主说的什么。
It's so difficult for them to remember what God said.
有时偶然记得一点呢，又像夏娃一样的，这个记得不完全。记得这个丢的这个丢那个
Sometimes they remember some verses Yet they're just like Eve That they remember partially
反而上了魔鬼的当
And they were deceived by the Satan
所以我盼望主恩待我们
I pray that God will help us
你好好读主的话
That we will all read his word
你既然读了
If you read
你就相信
You believe in him
哎呀好我现在最后我要讲这几个点了
Now I will start talking about these points.
这几个点啊，圣经上都有的。
All these points are found in the
Bible. 所以我把那么多的圣经列出来，就是要你们自己去读去。
That's why I listed all the Bible references so you can read
it for
yourself. 因为
我讲不讲没什么关要紧。
It doesn't matter whether or not I talk about them.
啊，我读了，所以我得帮助了。
I read them and it helped me.
我相信你们去读去，你们也一定得帮助。
I believe that if you read the same verses, you will be helped as well.
从第三点亚伯起。
From the third point by Abel,
亚伯因着信一生牧羊献祭。
By faith, Abel was a keeper of sheep and offered sacrifice all his life.
圣经没有告诉我们他怎么吃饭。
The Bible never told us how he.
因为那个时候人不吃肉。
Because at that time, people did not eat meat.
他养的羊啊，通通都是献祭的。
All the sheep that he raised are for a purpose of sacrifice.
那个时候人还不吃肉的。
At that time, men would not eat meat.
我也是想想他怎么活的。
I often wonder, how does he live?
圣经没讲。
The Bible didn't tell us.
意思说，圣经不讲，意思不需要讲。
Which means,the Bible didn't need to
tell us. 反正他活的就是活的。
He lived.
啊，他不活就不能放羊了。
If he did not live, then he cannot keep the sheep.
是吧？神要叫他放羊，放羊一定要叫他活。
If God wants him to keep sheep, then God will cause him to
live. 也没有人们说这个花怎么长起来的，
Will anybody ask how the flower?
神叫它长，它就会长的。
If God wants the flower to bloom,
神叫我们活就是要活的。
If God wants you to live,
但是你要好好放羊。
But you need to keep your sheep.
这个放个羊是干什么用的？
What do you do with the sheep?
就是献祭用的。
It is for the purpose of sacrifice.
那个时候献祭就是燔祭。
At that time, it's for the burnt offerings.
啊，都是把它烧掉的。
Everything is burnt away.
而这个羊是什么呢？
And what are the sheep?
你到了约翰读约翰福音和读福音书的时候，
When you read the Gospels,
啊，使徒约翰说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
The John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以这个献祭的意思说是主耶稣基督献祭的。
And the sacrifice means it is a sacrifice of Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然离了那个时候还有四千年，他可能还不认识主耶稣。
Even though Abel lived about 4,000 years before Jesus,
但是他相信神的话。
But he believed in God's word.
所以他在那里献祭。
So he offered, he made offerings.
他一生就在那里献这个 offer 献这个祭
All his life he made
献燔祭
He made burnt offerings
圣经没有告诉我们他怎么活的
The Bible didn't tell us or explain to us how Abel lived
他就这么活下去
But he lived
他死不是饿死的
He did not die because of starvation
他是为主殉道死的
He died for the sake of the Lord
所以他活着有主死的那进荣耀他活得真好
So he lived because he has GodHe died to enter into glory.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
实质来说我们主耶稣基督自己我刚才说他是凭着信心活的。
I have said earlier that Jesus lived by faith.
前些日子有一个弟兄问我说什么叫个活祭
Sometimes back a brother asked what is a burnt offering?
我们罗马书十二章
A living sacrifice.
好罗马书十二章一节二节说
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says,
要我们献身当作活祭。
That we need to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
因为这个献祭祭啊，羊就把它烧光了。
And because with this sacrifice, the sheep will be completely burned.
那么意思说
，which means
这个羊本来有它的用处的。
And the sheep originally has its purpose.
啊，它最主要的用处就是拿它的毛羊毛做衣服。
The main function for a sheep is to take its wool and make clothing.
拿它的皮做衣服。
You can take its skin to make clothing.
但是现在呢？他献祭了
，You offered him up，
通通都烧掉
，Offer it up， it completely burns，
成了馨香，叫神喜欢，叫神神享受
，And it turns into a fragrance。
今天我们要成为活祭
，Today we need to become the living sacrifice。
意思说
，Which means，
虽然还有我这个人
，Although I am still here，
但是呢，不要我活
，But it is no longer that I，
谁活呀？
But who
乃是要基督在我里头活。
We need Christ to live in me.
什么叫个基督在我里头活呢
？What does it mean that Christ lives in me？
就是啊，不要你想的。
It means not according to what you think is right.
不要照你的意思，照主的意思。
Not according to your will, but according to God's will.
不要照你所喜欢的，照主所喜欢的。
Not according to your delight, but
是你
这
个活。
Yes, you are.
完全要照主的意思来活。
But you live according to
要照主喜欢的来活。
You live according to God's delight.
如果我们没有恩典的话呀，我们活得很辛苦的。
If we do not have grace, then it will be a difficult life.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
但是主自己在地上的时候
，But when the Lord was on earth，
他的一生就这么活的。
That's how he lived.
希伯来书第十章，你们这是读去。
And Hebrews chapter 10.
好，他说燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。
So you do not delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices.
你曾为我预备的身体。
You have prepared a body for me.
啊，礼物和供物你是你不喜欢的。
And but you do not delight in the burnt offerings and sacrifices.
我来了，我要照你的旨意行。
I come according to live according to your will.
所以我们的主耶稣自己在地上。
So our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth,
他生活的时候就是一个活祭。
He lived as a living sacrifice.
啊，他劝我们生活祭，因为他自己是活祭。
He wants us to become a living sacrifice.
所以他说，我的事啊，在经卷上都记载了。
He says everything I said is recorded in the scripture.
你们记得有一天主找那个下以马五士去的两个门徒。
You remember one day Jesus looked up to the two disciples that went down to Emmaus.
就是路加福音二十四章。
That is in Luke 24.
啊，你们回去多去。
You can go home and read.
昨后那些门徒怎么说的呢
？What did the Lord say to
the disciples? 他说，凡是摩西五经
，and everything recorded in the five book of Moses.
啊，先知的书。
In the book of the prophets.
诗篇。
In the Psalms.
所有关乎主耶稣的事情都要应验。
Everything that is recorded according to Christ,、啊、concerning Christ,
这就是当我们读四福音的时候。
When we read the four gospels,
你常常就会读到这样的地方。
You will read a scripture.
唯要叫经上的话得应验。
It is so that the word.
唯要叫经上的话得应验。
It's so that the word of scripture can be fulfilled.
他所以这样活，就是应验以赛亚书上怎么说的。
He lived such way to fulfill what Isaiah has written.
他所以那样活，是应验耶利米书上是怎么记载的。
He lived such ways to fulfill what Jeremiah recorded.
这些书就是神。
All these words are God's.
神说的。
Are God's words, spoken words.
在主耶稣还没有成为人的时候。
Before Jesus became a man.
神就老早在圣经上告诉我们说。
God has already told us.
主耶稣有一天到地上来，他应该怎么活，应该做什么事，应该有什么遭遇，应该吃什么喝什么。
That one day when Jesus come to the earth, how he will live, how he will eat.And what he would do.
好，没有调和的酒不可以喝的。
You cannot drink the mixed wine.
醋可以喝的。
You can drink the vinegar.
啊，就这样，都圣经上都记载了。
Even small things like this is recorded in the Bible.
啊，没有调和的酒可以减轻他的痛苦。
The mixed wine can lessen his pain.
但主说他不喝。
But Jesus said, I will not
drink
that. 为
什么圣经说不可以喝？
Why? Because the scriptures forbid
you. 你不要, 这是麻醉药。
And this will lessen your pain.
钉十字架的时候不可以吃麻醉剂。
When you go up to the cross, you cannot receive any
medicine.
But if they give you vinegar, you
will drink.
因为醋啊是叫你清醒的。 Because vinegar will cause you to wake up.
你本来痛的还没那么痛呢。
Formerly, you still can will not.
你以后醋啊，你就痛得更厉害一点。
But once you take the vinegar, you can feel the pain even more.
你就清醒过来了。
Because you are awakened.
我很有经验。
I have such experience.
我记得我母亲。 生我弟弟妹妹的时候
When my mother gave birth to my younger siblings
那个时候啊这个卫生不仅是卫生条件 医院条件很差的
At that time the hospital has very poor
都是一个收生婆到家里来寄生的
We only hire a midwife to come to the house to help
那是常常会有血崩
And but often times we will have hemorrhage
子宫收缩不严 走血出来，大量的血出来。
During the process of giving birth, something will happen that caused her to have hemorrhage.
那时候我小的时候，我记得非常清楚。
I was very young, but I remember
clearly. 他们给一盆的醋。
They gave her a
黑醋
bucket of dark vinegars.
然后我们那时候有秤啊，买东西有秤，有个秤砣是铁的。
And back then we all had this balance at home.
把这个铁秤砣呀烧红了。
And it is the balance is made out of iron, so we will burn it until it's red.
然后带到他面前来了，这个盆醋，把这个这往那往红那个铁往这个醋里一放。
And we will put this red hot iron into this bucket of vinegar.
然后这个醋啪都变成气。
And the vinegar will turn into vapor.
本来他的血大量排血，他昏迷了的。
Because formerly, because due to hemorrhage, she lost consciousness.
一闻的醋，他就醒过来了。
And when she smelled the vinegar, she
只要醒过来了，她就有救了。
She will be waken up, and she can be helped.
所以醋是叫人醒的。
So vinegar causes you
当主钉十字架的时候,
to become clear-minded.
当主钉十字架的时候,
when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
醋是可以喝的，没有调和的酒不可以喝。
He can taste the vinegar, but he cannot taste the mixed wine.
就是这么小的事，在经上都给他记载好了。
Even such small details were recorded in the scripture.
主没有任何的选择。
Jesus has no other choice.
他活着必须叫经上的话得应验。
He lives so that he can fulfill every word in the scripture.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
他叫经上的话得应验啊，是很辛苦的。
It is very difficult for him to fulfill all the words recorded in the scripture. Because he was predestined to be sacrificed. His life on earth was predestined to be to go to the cross. And so he has a difficult life. But he has faith. So he looked lightly upon the shame. And because the joy that was placed before him, he looked down on the shame. He endured the cross. And entered into glory. But praise the Lord. And today, God also has words for the Christians. And for those people who
accepted him,
he also recorded many words in
the form.
He has recorded those words for us. And all the words here recorded in the Bible for us is our
promise.
He promised that we believe in him, we will be saved.
他应许我们一信了他，我们的罪就得赦免。
He promised that we believe in him, our sins will be forgiven.
他应许我们只要信他，我们就被称为义。
He promises that we believe in him, we will be called righteous.
不管你犯了多少严重的罪，
No matter how severe your sin was, you will be justified.
不仅称我们为义，
Not only justified,
还要叫我们信他的人成为义。
That we will become his righteousness. This is what
we pursue.
Justification and become righteous
is two different things.
And one is that you have owed him money, you cannot pay back, so I help you to pay back.
就你来说, 你的手上办完了。
And on your, in your case, you have finished.
所以法法院里头，警察也不来抓你了。
You have fulfilled your debt, so the police cannot
come after you. 因为我已经替你还钱了。
I already paid back your debt.
啊，但是要记得是我替你还的，不是你自己还。
But remember, I paid for you. You didn't pay yourself.
诚意是什么样呢？
What is
神把他的神性一切都写在你里头了。
God has written all His divine nature into you.
就是你不会再欠钱了。
You will no longer be in debt.
你反而啊，更多的会施舍。
And you will be able to give.
所以不是你欠人家的钱，很可能人家欠你的钱。
From now on.You will not owe people money, but people will owe you money.
因为神主把你做成了
because,
完成了
because,
像他一样。
Because God has already worked in you and completed you, that you are like him.
所以他是财主，你也变财主。
He is a rich man. You're also a rich man.
他是荣耀的，你也变成荣耀。
He is glorious, and today you are glorious.
他如何，你也变成如何。
However he is, you are the same.
这就是诚意。
That is justification.
啊，神又使他成为我们的啊智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And God also calls us to become His wisdom and His salvation.
所以这是诚意。
And that is justification.
和诚意两个不一样。
And to be called righteous,
所以这些应许圣经写的很多的。
All these promises are recorded in
the Bible. 而且主给我们的这个新约。
God has given us the new covenant.
刚才我们都擘饼纪念主。
Just a while ago, we break the bread.
这个杯
to remember him.
This cup, 包含的很丰富。
It has great meanings.
这个杯是主。我还几句话就讲完了啊，这个杯啊是主用他的血给我们立的新约。
This cup is the cup that God used His blood to make the cup.
啊，你们读希伯来书第十章。
When you read Hebrews,
这个新约里头就告诉我们说，不把我们的罪要涂掉，不再纪念我们的罪。
And this new covenant tells us that He will blot out our sins. He will no longer remember our sins.
新约里头啊，它一个是一个是不再纪念我们的罪，叫我们的罪案被给忘掉了。
In this new covenant, on one hand, He no longer remembers our sin.
还有一条啊，是要把我们的罪把我们洗掉的。
And on the other hand, it washes away our sin.
不是你犯的罪，他赦免你。
Not just that you have committed sin,
乃是要把你里的罪统统除掉。
But He will completely wash us.
要我们完全沉睡，像他圣经一样。
So that we will be holy like Him.
这就是新约。
This is a new covenant.
这就是神留给我们的话。
This is the word that God
has given to
us. Many promises He has given us.
都对我们很有益处的。
They are all very beneficial to us.
很可惜，神的儿女拿着这个 contract 呀，都没有读一读。
Unfortunately, the children of God have this contract in their hand, yet they do not read it.
所以像有的人啊，撞了车了，不懂得找保险公司。
Some people got into an accident, they didn't know they need to go to their insurance company.
我们的主就是我们的保险公司。
Our God is our insurance company.
而且我们是保的全险。
And we have full coverage.
而且呢是free 的，怎么说？不需要任何花费的。
And this is absolutely free. You do not have to pay for it.
很可惜，神的儿女都没好好读一读。
Yet many people do not read this contract carefully.
所以很少到这个保险公司啊要你的 benefit.
And they don't come to this insurance company to claim for your benefit.
所以我立了这么多。
I have listed so many verses.
实在来说，这个还不够的。
And really, this is not enough.
去告诉你说啊，这里头有多少 benefit。
But it just tells you how much benefit.
所以你要自己把它要多一多，要去向主要去。
You need to read them and ask and claim them from the Lord.
亚伯已经得到了。
Abel has already received.
挪亚也得到了。
Noah received.
亚伯拉罕也得到了。
Abraham also received.
但以理也得到了。
Daniel.
但以理真了不起。
Daniel is truly great.
他是个被掳的人。
He was a captive.
被掳到巴比伦去。
He was taken to
Babylon. 但是呢，神叫他这个巴比伦应该过得很了不起，很神迹的生活。
But he led an amazing life in Babylon.
为什么但以理能够神迹呢？
And how can he be such an amazing person in
Babylon? 因为他有神。
Because he has God.
所以啊，尼布加涅撒不敢怎么样他。
And that's why Nebuchadnezzar cannot do anything.
反而现在下拜说,
Nebuchadnezzar even bowed down to him.
但以理的神啊, 是至高的神。
And said the God of Daniel is the most high God.
是在人的国里头掌权的。
He rules in the kingdom of men.
虽然我尼布加尼撒, 自以为了不起。
Even though I, Nebuchadnezzar,
is a great king. 但是一碰到大义理啊,
But when I come before the God of Daniel, then I am nothing.
我高兴听也得听, 不高兴听还得听。
Whether I like it or not, I need to listen to him.
你一个真要不听的话, 你就变成牛啊, 去吃草去。
If you do not listen to him, you will become a cow only grazing the grass.
就是他的故事。
That is the story of Nebuchadnezzar.
我们来接受主的话,
When we receive the word of God, do not observe your circumstances. Whether you live in Jerusalem or Babylon,
主要你做王,
if God wants you to be a king, you will be a king.
你碰到任何王, 你都比他高一点, 高一阶。
When you come before any king, you are higher than they are.
好, 但以理就是这样。
That was Daniel.
所以这就是我今天早晨要和弟兄姊妹交通的。
And that's what I want to fellowship with you this morning.
我们求主恩待我们。
We ask God to have mercy on us.
但是要过这样的生活,
if you want to live such a life,
要记得, 不是凭着眼见,
it is not by sight,
乃是凭着信心,
but it is by your faith.
这就是我们新人的生活。
And this is the life of a new man.
啊, 把我们的旧人, 把它脱掉它。
You take off your old man.
啊, 什么? 我不多解释了。
I won't go into details.
叫我们穿上新人。
But we need to put on the new man.
弟兄姊妹们,
Each brand sister
here,
we need to live a life by faith
好好把主的话,
and read the word of God.
因为信心是对神的话负责的,
because faith is only responsible
啊,
to God's word. You don't have to guess at his word.
对任何人的话,
God will not be responsible for man's word. But he is only responsible to his own word. We must take in his word. If we believe, then we receive all the benefits. May God have mercy on us. Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣啊,
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊, 我们何等感激你,
How we are grateful to you.
因为你拣选呼召了我们。
Because you have chosen us, you have called us. And cause us to receive grace from you. That we may become your children. You have given us such precious and great promise.
是吧, 不仅叫我们今生,
not only cause us to live in this life,
并且你给我们一个荣耀的盼望。
But you also give us a glorious hope.
你要完完全在我们身上叫我们成一个完全的人。
That we can be a complete man, a perfect man.
你是圣洁的, 你也叫我们成为圣洁。
You are holy, you will also cause us to
be holy. 你已经进了荣耀里头去, 你也叫我们进了你的荣耀里头去。
You have entered into the glory, you will also cause us to enter into your glory.
亲爱的主啊,
Dear Lord,
我们是谁呢?
Who are we?
我们是什么呢?
What are we?
但是你却这样的恩待我们,
but you have given us such grace.
所以说啊,
Lord Jesus,
叫我们的心里明亮,
give us a clear heart,
叫我们把我们的心归向你,
so that we can turn our hearts to you.
叫我们有智慧,
give us wisdom,
凭着你所赐给我们的信心,
and by the faith you have given us,
活在你的跟前,
that we may live before you.
叫我们愿你的所应许的,
and all that you have promised will be accomplished in us,
好像你得着荣耀,
that you may be glorified. We may also be glorified because of you. Hear our prayers, Lord.
谢谢主,
thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.